Two lefties, Mack and Thompson, both went opposite into left. Callen had to dive after one and jump after the other. Wasn't able to get a glove on either one of them. And so both Mack and Thompson drive in runs. Brady Allen, with aggressive base running, tries to get the third base, but the throw comes in, the tag, and he's out at third base. That's enough, though, to move Thompson to second. At the plate, it's Sanoa. One ball and one strike in the last pitch. Almost got by the catcher for the Tortugas. Sanoa is 0 for 1 today. He struck out his first trip up to the plate. Parks trying to saw off the bat of Sanoa. He'll pop it up as that ball was right in on the hands. Probably actually cracked the bat. Blake Dunn in right comes to his left. And on the run makes the grab. Sanoa is retired as he flies out then to right field. One will be stranded here for the Hammerheads. That's Thompson at second. But Jupiter goes ahead and takes the 2-0 or 2-1 lead as we head to the top of the fifth. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
USKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
To buy your home, you became a house.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network, and the Hammerheads have taken the lead. They're up 2-1. We are in the fifth inning. Bargallo remains on the hill, but there's action again in the bullpen for the Hammerheads. The lefty is working on the right fielder, Blake Dunn. Dunn, who he struck out back in the second. So Dunn is 0-for-1 tonight against Bargallo. Here's the 1-1 inside on the hand, swing and a miss. Our silver sluggers are rolling in. We've got their yellow shirts. So we've got bright green shirts for the Tortugas and then yellow shirts for the silver sluggers. It's really getting everyone to stand out here in the stands. Lots of fans. Foul tip, 1-2 is the count to Dunn. So Daytona scored one in the first. They had the 1-0 lead, and it wasn't until the bottom of the fourth where the Hammerheads were able to get their runs. Here's the 1-2, a tapper that keeps Dunn alive at the plate. Tapper foul. So Tortugas have 3 hits, 1 run, and an error. The Hammerheads have 5 hits, 2 runs, and an error. The Tortugas have not won back-to-back games in the second half. So the odds are in favor of the Hammerheads, and the Hammerheads, they have lost now 7 straight. They've been struggling in their last 10 games, just 2-8. Went over to Dunedin and lost all 6 games. Not a good series for the Hammerheads, who looked like You know, at times they were in first place and looked like they had a chance of winning the division and heading to the playoffs. But then St. Lucie started to win, and they're already in the playoffs. They won the first half. But the Cardinals started to win in the previous series before Dunedin. Here's the payoff pitch. Done at the plate. Bargallo kicks. That's a strike three call as that pitch was delivered at 79 miles per hour right at the belt. So there's one down.
The catcher,
Dunn has struck out once swinging and the other time looking now. And Bargallo now has 8 strikeouts. Astudillo will step in, the switch hitter, batting from the right side. So the Hammerheads swept by Dunedin the series before this one. And then the two series before that, well, Fort Myers was here, and the Hammerheads did well. They won 4 of the games in that series. And then they played Palm Beach, and they only won 1 of those games in the series. Pop up, short right field, out goes Sanoa, but Latrell, he's coming in and will make the grab. So Astudillo pops up to right. There's 2 down. We're going back up to the top of the order for Daytona. Callahan, Austin Callahan, the third baseman, has struck out twice today. Both times swinging. He's now struck out 21 times in now his 33rd game here for Daytona. Well, he's walked 10. Callahan takes it. 1-0. A righty is warming up in the pen for the Hammerheads. We've got a lot going on here this week. It is Silver Sluggers with the doubleheader. Baseball Bingo is in game 2. Tomorrow, it's another Dog Days of Summer here at the Dean. Saturday, of course, it's Kids Club. 2-0. But it's also Baseball and Brews. Pitch delivered and misses. Craft Beer Festival and Tasting during the game. So you don't want to miss Baseball and Brews on Saturday. We are getting close to the end of the season here. Daytona's here for this series against the Hammerheads. Bargallo misses, and Callahan, he'll pick up his 11th walk on the season as he tosses his bat to the side and heads to first base. So the 2-out walk puts Callahan at first. It'll bring up another lefty, but it looks like Michaelis, who may be the acting manager for Espada here today. Angel Espada is the manager, but Michaelis is going out, and he's also been coaching third base today. He will take the ball from Bargallo, and we'll let you know who the new reliever is. We've got 2 outs, runner at first base, Rodriguez coming to the plate, and the Hammerheads are leading 2-1. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later.
And we're back. We've got the new reliever on the hill. It's White for the Hammerheads. He's facing Rodriguez. Righty and lefty matchup. Fastball upstairs at 93. Swing and a miss. So Josh White stepping in for Sandro Bargallo. Bargallo is responsible for the runner at first base. There's two outs. Ooh, somebody's got the whistle going on. One ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball inside that just confused the heck out of Rodriguez. That was an awkward swing. Looked good, and then it dipped in. Not hittable at 86. 1-1 is the count. Going again with that same pitch at 85. Breaking ball tapped, but off of the shoe top of Rodriguez, so he's walking around in pain around the plate. That never feels good, does it? Josh White, he's a righty, 6'1", 205 from Walnut Creek, California. The 21-year-old was drafted this year in the fifth round at the University of California. The 1-2, there goes the runner, and it's a foul ball. He's got to head back to first base. Callahan has stolen nine bags this season. That's through 32 games. Trying to squeak one here. Hit and run, though, and Rodriguez fouls the ball out of play. One ball, two strikes, two outs. We're in inning number five and playing seven. Here's the pitch. That one goes right into the glove of the first baseman, Garrett Cooper. He's pretty tall, so he didn't have to jump at all. He just lifted up on his toes. So a line out off the bat of Rodriguez into Cooper's glove at first. Garrett's taking a look at that ball, too. That'll do it, leaving Callahan stranded. And the Tortugas have been shut out since the very first inning. We head to the home half of the fifth with the Hammerheads up 2-1.
To them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger, put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're...
Swing and a miss by Santiago here in the bottom of the fifth. Next pitch, and he hits that one foul. So it's Santiago, Latrell, and then we're back up to the top of the order with Watson. Hammerhead shut out in the first three innings, but then strung together a couple of base hits with a couple of runners on, and Hammerheads took over the lead in the last inning. 0-2, Santiago, another foul ball to the left side. Now there's some menacing dark clouds coming in. We had some nice fluffy white clouds with the perfect blue skies, but the sun has dipped behind some other clouds, and I think they're coming from the west. They're gray clouds. They don't look too pleasant. They're covering up those white fluffy clouds. Here's the 1-2, breaking ball upstairs, swing and a miss. Curveball at 79. Parks gets Santiago. He's 0-2 today. That's the number 4 strikeout for Parks. Chase Luttrell will step up to the plate. He's the number 9 hitter in the lineup for the Hammerheads, and he's 0-1. Yesterday's contest, both teams had 6 hits, but Daytona had 6 runs. Jupiter only 3, as the Hammerheads fell in game 1. 1-1, no strikes. First pitch was a curveball. Another breaking ball to Luttrell. Chase taking both of them, so 2-0 is the count. Fastball, though, upstairs, swing and a miss. That's a big difference when you go like 79, 76, and then at 94. 60 pitches for Parks, 39 strikes. There's another one, a swing and a miss. Another fastball upstairs at 93. 2 breaking balls, 2 fastballs. 1 out, what's going to be the difference? Here it is, and out of play to the left side. Another fastball. That one was lowered a little bit inside. The other two were upstairs, moved around though. So Parks is locating his fastball in all kinds of different spots. Here's the 2-2, breaking ball, swing on the ground. Picked up by the second baseman, Valtini. Short throw to first is in time, so Luttrell grounds out. There's 2 down. With 2 outs, Khalil Watson will step in. Oh, we need him to do what he did yesterday. Watson, his first game back since August 7th. He was on the IL, and he was just a home run shy of the cycle yesterday, 3-for-5 night. 2 down, Khalil takes the first pitch. It misses low. Here today, Khalil is 1-for-2. Singled and hit into a double play. Boy, what a big swing there by Khalil. Couldn't catch up to the 94-mile-per-hour fastball. Khalil's had an up-and-down season. Came out strong in April, was batting .294, near .300. May dip down to .172 as Watson takes the pitch. Khalil can't believe it. It was low, but it's a strike. 1-2 the count. Then in June, he upped it a little, batted around .200, .206. Fastball coming in, Khalil hits the deck. Astudillo doesn't even get to even go after that as the ball just cruised right by him too and hit the wall. I've never seen so many pitches hit the wall so hard and come back so quickly. Astudillo didn't even have to move. It just came right back to him. Khalil's okay. He wipes off all the red clay. The 2-2 pitch. He launches into left field. Boy, though, he'll be there and make the grab. And so Watson flies out to left. 1-2-3 down go the Hammerheads. But Jupiter leads 2-1 as we head to the 6th here at the Dean. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Top of the sixth, we're playing seven here in game one, also in game two. There'll be about a 30-minute break in between both games. Hard hit up the middle, shaded to his left is Watson. Makes the play, throws to first, it's in time. So Pino, the leadoff hitter here for the Tortugas in the sixth, grounds out. There's one down. That'll bring up Trey Faltini, the second baseman, who's 0 for 1. He walked back in the first, then grounded out in the third. Daytona has only scored one run today. That was back in the first. Bargallo was struggling a little bit in the first, settled down after that, and held the Tortugas scoreless, and also has racked up 8 strikeouts. Josh White just came in relief and had to pitch to one batter in the fifth. He's now working on Faltini. 1-0 is the count. Make it 2-0. The pitch at the belt. That one misses, though. 3 hits, 1 run for the Tortugas. 5 hits and 2 runs for Jupiter. Action in the visiting pen right now. Here's the pitch. That one will miss. So White will walk Faltini with one out, and that'll bring up Edwin Arroyo. Arroyo has struck out twice here today. This will be the first time, though, that the switch hitter is facing White. Arroyo will now also turn around and bat from the left side. Josh drafted this year. Ball lifted into left. It'll drop for a single. Thompson gets to it, throws it in. Arroyo stops at first base, and Faltini stops at second. So a one-out single advances Faltini to second.
The left fielder, number 27,
Arroyo Justin at first. Boyd. That's his first hit here today, so he's 1-for-3. That'll bring up Justin Boyd, who's 0-for-2. With 2 ground outs. Oh, and the A's just won it in the bottom of the 10th. It was a 2-2 ball game out in Oakland. Miami came back, and it was a 2-0 ball game. The A's finally scored in the 6th, and then Miami scored 1 in the 8th, 1 in the 9th to tie it up. And the A's scored 1 in the bottom of the 10th and then won the ball game 3-2. So the Marlins will head back here to Miami for a series. And if all goes well, Garrett Cooper, who's at first right now rehabbing, will join the team. Missing inside. 1 ball and no strikes delivered by White to Boyd. Let's see if I can find the summary here quickly. In the bottom of the 10th, it was a sacrifice fly. Skybolt. The center field drives in the winning run with a sack fly. Two balls and a strike. Now both pens have relievers up. Josh White, I'm just reading an article right here, had a great first game this season with Cal. 5 1/3 in Cal's 4-2-10 inning victory. Wow, over Houston. Struck out 10 of the 21 batters he faced. That's a great way to start off your final season in college ball. He was on the preseason watch list for the Golden Spikes Award, which goes to the nation's best college player. Ivan Melendez won that. He was actually drafted by the Marlins in 2021, but chose to return back and play college ball this season. So then drafted higher and drafted by the Arizona Diamondbacks. Runners at first and second, one out. Here's the 2-2, and that's tap foul. Boyd batting 100 right now. This is his ninth game with the Tortugas, has three hits. He's only driven in one so far in his short time with the team. The 2-2, swing and a miss, and that will retire Boyd. Two down, that'll bring up Hayden Jones. Jones is 0-for-2 today, struck out in the second, flied out to left in the fourth. The lefty will step in to face the righty White on the hill. Josh 6-1-2-0-5. 21 years of age, will turn 22 on November 24th, right around Thanksgiving. Speaking of a holiday, well, Garrett Cooper, who's at first base right now, he's a Christmas Day baby, born December 25th. Christmas morning, or I'm not sure actually if it was morning, but Christmas Day, maybe Christmas night, but December 25th in 1990. Cooper's 31 years of age, will be 32 come Christmas this year. No balls, one strike, righty on lefty matchup, two down, runners at first and second. Tortugas down by one, it's a tight 2-1 ball game. Tortugas have been struggling all season, have been in the basement for a majority of it. We only have four teams in the East Division. They've pretty much stayed in the fourth place all season. Pitchers count, no balls, two strikes. They haven't won back-to-back games this whole second half. They won yesterday, so it's time for the Hammerheads to win. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball delivered by Josh. And Hayden Jones will go down swinging. So after allowing two runners to get on base for the Tortugas, White strikes out Boyd and then Jones and leaves two stranded for Daytona. We head to the home half. It'll be the number 2, 3, and 4 hitters. Garrett Cooper will lead things off for the Jupiter Hammerheads. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Opt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out.
New pitcher on the hill for the Tortugas, it's Bryce Hubbard. Lefty on righty matchup with Garrett Cooper here at the plate. First pitch delivered, that's upstairs and missing. One ball and no strikes. Hubbard is a local boy here in Florida. The lefty, 6'1", 175, is from Windermere, Florida. Missing outside, two balls and no strikes to Cooper. Pitch for Florida State. Drafted just this year in the third round. And this is Hubbard's debut with the Daytona Tortugas. And the first batter he faces is the big leaguer. And not just a big leaguer this season, Cooper is, but an all-star. Two balls, one strike. The last pitch came in at 90. Cooper waits. The kick, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball at 81. So Hubbard not backing down and is coming back as he evens the count. Two balls and two strikes. Hubbard has only pitched with the Arizona Complex League team. That's the rookie league team for the Reds. No record, 5.40 ERA in a couple of games. Has only pitched 1 2/3 innings, and he's facing a big leaguer. Payoff pitch and goes way up and out as Hubbard just bad release point there. As soon as he let it go, he knew. So Cooper will head to first base. Definitely probably a little bit of nerves, but a great showing for Hubbard, who was just drafted this season. First time on the mound here in Jupiter with the visiting Daytona Tortugas, just coming out of rookie ball. He's from Florida, though, and knows what it's like to play in the Florida heat, that's for sure. And I bet you he's played here before with Perfect Game or some kind of travel baseball tournament that he's probably played here at the complex. First pitch to Yeedy, and that one will head over to Main Street over the roof here of the press box. 0-1 is the count. The pitch hit hard, and getting out of the way are the hammerheads that were standing at the top steps as the ball goes foul off of the netting and the fence poles that are supposed to protect the team. You're not supposed to sit on those top steps right there with no protection, but the guys do. Got a couple of them right there. One had to get out of the way quickly. The 0-2 pitch from the stretch, the kick coming back into the screen. Action in the bullpen for the Hammerheads. We're in the bottom of the sixth. We're playing 7 innings here in game one, same as in game two. We've got a treat for you with 2 games here today. No balls, 2 strikes, the pitch, and that's another one that just released way outside. And so that one went up and out to the righty at the plate. Cooper at first base, no outs. 1 ball and 2 strikes to Capay. Hubbard slows down, delivers. and he misses upstairs. 2-2 is the count. With the rookie Reds team in Arizona, Hubbard pitched 1 2/3 innings, allowed a couple of hits, a run, it was earned. Walk 3, struck out 2. Here's the 2-2 way inside at 89. Yeedy bows out of the way and then backs out of the way, almost loses his balance as he gets out of the box. Payoff pitch as Yeedy had 2 strikes on him and no balls and now has worked into a full count. The kick, the pitch, swing and a miss. One down, Cooper remains at first base, and Brady Allen will step in. So Hubbard picks up his first strikeout here with the Tortugas after he walked Cooper. Brady Allen is 0-for-1 today. He flied out to center in the second, walked and scored a run in the fourth. Joe Mack drove in a run in the fourth, and so did Jake Thompson. Mack drove in Cooper, and Thompson drove in Allen. Lefty and righty matchup. Check swing. Did he go? Yes, said the base pass umpire, J.R. Durson. So no balls and 1 strike to Brady Allen. Hubbard squares himself away. He has a really quick motion. Once he gets set, he quickly lifts his leg. It's not a slow. Some guys like to do a slow, you know, leg kick, slow leg rise. And from the stretch, he kicks. As soon as he lifts his right foot off the ground, he is quick as lightning in delivering the pitch. 2-1 the count. 4 hits for the visiting Daytona Tortugas with 1 run. Hammerheads up 2-1. 5 hits, 2 runs. Both teams have 1 error. We are in the bottom of the 6th. 1 out. Here's the 2-1. Brady takes it. It misses. So 3 balls and 1 strike. Bryce lifts up his arms to the sky, takes a deep breath. Then puts his left foot on the rubber, kicks, delivers. That one will miss. Very close. Hello to the ABS. I don't know if you need to get used to it or not, Bryce, but if you're here in the minors and here in the Florida State League, we've got it. So another walk. Cooper heads to second. Brady Allen to first. The last time Brady walked, he scored. Joe Mack will come up to the plate. The last time he was up at the plate, he drove in a run. We're going to have a quick timeout as the pitching coach for the Tortugas goes out, and in comes the whole infield. Trying to settle the nerves of his rookie pitcher here. First time here with the Tortugas. We'll take a quick look at Parks' line, who is the starting pitcher for Daytona. 5 innings of work, 5 hits, 2 runs, both earned, walked 1, struck out 4. His ERA lowered a little to 4.85. Lefty at the plate. It's a lefty-on-lefty matchup here with runners at first and second, only 1 out. The kick to Mack. Pitch delivered, and that one will miss at 77. 1-0 is the count. Parks, 69 pitches, 45 for strikes. Hubbard has now thrown 19 pitches, 7 for strikes. Mack takes that, another ball. 2-0 count to the catcher. Well, those dark gray clouds were blown away. That wind continues to gust in. Swing and a miss as Hubbard delivers the fastball. The sun is setting, though, here at the Dean as we're past the 6:30 mark. Silver Sluggers night. They're getting ready. Not only do you get, they get their free hot dog and drink, but there's a foul ball to the left side. They get to play baseball bingo and win some prizes. Silver Sluggers game will start very soon, game two, hopefully. After the Hammerheads, crossing our fingers, win this one. They've got to stop that 7-game losing streak. Just a couple more series left in the season. After this series, two more series and a called strike on Mac. So Mac goes down looking. The last pitch came in at 78. Jake Thompson will step in. Be great to get an insurance run here for the Hammerheads. Two down, runners at first and second, both walked. It's Cooper at second and Allen at first. Thompson is 1-for-2 today. Another lefty here, so back-to-back lefty-on-lefty matchup. Hubbard delivers low and away as Thompson takes it. He's batting 302 right now. Drove in one of the runs back in the fourth. The 1-0. That's a ball. So I gave you the line on Parks. Take a quick look at Bergaglio's line if we have a minute. The 2-0 pitch, that's going foul, out of play. So Bergaglio pitched 4 2/3 innings, allowed 3 hits, 1 run. It was earned. Walked a pair, struck out 8. His ERA has now lowered below 300, or below 3 at 2.99. The 2-1 tapped into the screen behind home plate. Bergaglio, 78 pitches, 46 for strikes. Two balls, two strikes. Hammerheads up by 1. Here's the pitch. Thompson takes it. Goes wide of the plate. Count is full. Hubbard just came in this inning in relief of Parks. Walked Cooper, the first batter he faced. Can't blame him, though. Coming out of college and facing a big league all-star. Struck out Capay. Walked Allen. Here's the pitch. That one misses inside, so the bases are loaded. All three, Cooper, Allen, and now Thompson, have walked their way on. Garrett to third, Brady to second, Jake walking to first base. There's two down. Nowhere to put Sanoa. Javier is 0-for-2 today. Struck out and flied out. Time to get some insurance runs, as it is only a 1-run ball game. 2-1 in favor of the Hammerheads here in game one of this doubleheader. Upstairs missing at 89. This is the Hammerheads' 113th game of the season. Sanoa has appeared in half of those. This is his 60th game. Swing and a miss. 1-1 is the count. We have 7 games we're playing this week instead of the typical 6, because today's a makeup game from an earlier series this season. Here's the 1-1, chopper to second, underhanded to the shortstop covering second to get the force out. That'll end the inning, so the Hammerheads leave 3 and come up empty with the bases loaded. We head to the top of the 7th. This will be the final inning here, unless the game gets tied up or something. Fingers crossed it doesn't, right? Knock on wood or anything. But the Hammerheads have the 2-1 lead. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
Change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network. We have a new pitcher in relief here in the final inning, the seventh inning here of game one of this two-game set. It's Patrick Murphy. So we started off with the southpaw Bargallo, went to the righty White. Now the Hammerheads have gone back to a lefty on the hill. They'll face, or he, Patrick Murphy, will face Blake Dunn, then Astudillo and Callahan. First pitch delivered by Murphy is a strike. Dunn has struck out twice here today in game one. First time swinging, the second time looking. The 0-1 pitch. Murphy delivers another strike at 92. Lefty on righty matchup. Astudillo is a switch hitter, so he'll also bat from the right side. And then Callahan, the leadoff hitter for the Tortugas, is a lefty. Just in case the Tortugas have a reliever in the pen warming up. 1-2 is the count. Daytona scored first in the first. It was a 1-0 ball game until the bottom of the fourth. The Hammerheads put two on the board and have the 2-1 lead right now. Only 9 hits in the ball game. Count is even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Foul ball, right side. 2-2, the count remains. Patrick Murphy, 6'1", 205 from Canton, Ohio. Played for Tri-City Valley Cats in the Independent League last season. Missing upstairs. And now here this year with the Jupiter Hammerheads. Murphy is 1-1, 3.27 ERA as he misses inside. So Dunn will, for the first time, be able to get to first base. He'll walk on down as Wilfred Astudillo will step in, the number 9 hitter in the lineup for the Tortugas. The catcher is 0 for 2. He struck out in the second, popped up to right in the fifth. So Murphy, as I was mentioning, 1-1, 3.27 ERA. This is the 17th game that Murphy is throwing on the hill for the Hammerheads. First pitch, hit to the shortstop. Throw to second. The relay throw to first is in time, and that double play is going to help the Hammerheads and Murphy out tremendously. That will erase the walk. As Dunn is out at second, Astudillo at first. So with two down, the Tortugas are down to their last out. Austin Callahan steps in. He's 0-for-2 today, struck out twice and walked back in the fifth. Lefty-on-lefty matchup, Murphy misses outside. Murphy, in his first 16 games that I mentioned, has 3 holds, 4 saves, and 7 opportunities. Pitch delivered, swing and a miss. And in 22 innings, he has struck out 24. Looking for number 25 right here. 1-1, 2-down. The kick, the pitch, another swing and a miss. Those last two pitches, beautiful movement. Murphy, same pitch back to back. 1-2. Here's the pitch. Fastball missing low and away. Count is now 2-2. Tortugas down to their last strike. The Hammerheads have the advantage here in the top of the seventh, 2-1 with the lead. It's been a tight ball game all throughout. From the stretch, Murphy kicks, delivers, swing and a miss, and that's a ball game as the Hammerheads win here. Game one of this double dip here at the Dean. Stick with us. 30 minutes from now, we'll start another game, but the Hammerheads win. The Hammerheads win as Callahan strikes out to end the ball game. Murphy came in and he did his job. 1-2-3 with the help of a double play. Let's take a quick look at the totals because this is going to be a quick turnaround. As the Hammerheads win game one, this is the second time that the Tortugas and the Hammerheads are matching up. We're playing 7 games this week in 6 days. This is a makeup game, this game one from another series. So game two will be part of this 6 game set. I'll take a quick look for you as 4 hits by the Tortugas, 1 error, 1 run. Jupiter, 5 hits, 1 error, and 2 runs. Hammerheads win today 2-1. As we take a look at the Hammerheads offense, well, we had Cooper in here today, Garrett Cooper. Let's see if he'll stick around for game 2 today or come back tomorrow because he's supposed to play in 3 consecutive games and then be ready to join the Marlins, hopefully, as he is quickly coming back from his concussion. As the box score just popped right up there magically. But Garrett Cooper, 1-for-2 today, 1 run scored. Watson was 1-for-3. Mack, though, with the 2 hits, 2-for-3, driving in 1. And then Thompson, he was 1-for-2 and drove in the other run. So that was the big hits in the ballgame. Not a lot of hits in this ballgame at all. When we take a look at the pitching, where Bargallo, he had a rough first inning, and that's where the Tortugas took advantage and took the 1-0 lead. He settled down. 4 2/3 innings of work, allowed 3 hits a run. It was earned, walked 2, but struck out 8. So after that rough inning where Bargallo faced 6 Tortuga batters, the next inning in the second, he struck out the side, all swinging. Jones Dunn in the studio went down, and then Bargallo just started to accumulate more strikeouts as he went. And from the first inning on, after he allowed that 1 run, he just shut out the Tortugas. White came in and he did his job, allowing only 1 hit, no runs. And then Patrick Murphy here closed the door and even struck out Callahan to end the game. For the Hammerheads, it was the big fourth inning. Garrett Cooper led things off with a base hit up the middle. With 1 out, Brady Allen walked, and Joe Mack, first pitch, he delivered it, went opposite into left field and drove in Cooper. Next batter, Jake Thompson, did the same thing, first pitch into left, drove in Brady Allen, and that's where the Hammerheads scored their 2 runs and won the ball game 2-1. Thank you so much for sticking around here with game 1 coming in early as the Hammerheads break their 7-game losing streak. So the streak is over. We're starting a new one, a winning one. And the Daytona Tortugas still in that pattern of not being able to win back-to-back games as they won last night 6-3 but could not win here in game 1. So then still not winning those back-to-back games in the second half. The Hammerheads, now here in the second half, are 22-27, 56-57 overall, where the Tortugas dropped to 16-32 in the second half and 45-68 overall. In about 30 minutes, the grounds crew, they're getting the field ready for game two. Game two will start, so return back here to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network. But for now, we'll have a new broadcaster come in. Walter should be coming in pretty soon, and he's going to take over game two for me. I will be back on the broadcast tomorrow with Brian Loftus, and that game tomorrow will start at 6:30. Thank you again for joining me here on the broadcast, friends. I've had a great time bringing the ball game to you wherever you may be. The Hammerheads win 2-1 here in game one. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
Gentlemen, welcome to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. That's right, it's Walter Works with you tonight on the call for game number two. The Jupiter Hammerheads able to take game number one with a 2-1 victory. So we'll see if they keep rocking and rolling. Game two coming up, folks. First pitch slated for 7:35-ish. We're almost right there. Can the Hammerheads stay top? We'll find out when we come back after this commercial break.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is...
And, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, your Jupiter Hammerheads hosting the Daytona Tortugas for this Game 2 of this doubleheader here at the Dean. Walter Works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network, live on MILB.com. That's right, your source for minor league baseball. Lorber Arias on the mound for your Jupiter Hammerheads in this game, too. Austin Callahan leading things off for the Tortugas. Callahan coming into the game with a 272 average, 19 RBIs on the season with five dingers to go along with that. As he takes the pitch for a strike, count now going 1-2. And here comes the pitch. That one's going to be fouled. The count remains 1-2. Here comes the pitch. This one fouled. Count remains 1-2. So here comes the 1-2 to Callahan. And this one going to be fouled. So Callahan staying alive. Count 1-2 here to kick things off at the Dean. Here comes the pitch from Arias. And inside. Nice job by Barstad. Not letting that one get away from him. Even though there's nobody on the bags, you like to see that from your catcher. So the count 2-2. Here comes the eighth pitch from Arias. That one away. That's going to bring the count full. Here comes the 3-2 pitch to Callahan. That one's going to be popped up, but into the stands for another foul. So Arias comes into the game with a 2.96 ERA on the season. 61 strikeouts along to go with that. Here comes the pitch, and he gets him! Retiring Callahan, what a pitch by Arias. And just like that, we got out number one.
Now batting, the center fielder, number two, Hector Rodriguez.
So that's going to bring up the electric Hector Rodriguez to the batter's box. He's batting 259 on the season with one RBI, getting some playing time in the second half. He's been fun to watch if you're a part of the Tortugas faithful. He takes the first pitch called ball. Here comes the 1-0 pitch to Rodriguez. He smacks this one to center. And there it goes, and waiting for it easily is Santos with the grab for a loud out number two.
Now batting, the designated hitter, number seven, Jack Rogers.
So that brings up Rogers into the batter's box, 289 on the year, 33 RBIs, 8 home runs. He's your designated hitter tonight for the Daytona Tortugas. He takes the first pitch called strike. And I'm sorry, that was Sanoa with the nice grab at center. Here comes the pitch. Big swing and a miss by Rogers. That's strike number two. So the count moves over to 1-2 now with two outs here in the top of the first. Here comes the 1-2 pitch to Rogers. And that one's ripped but foul. Count remains 1-2 here at the Dean. Top of the first inning, two outs. So Arias taking his time at the mound, getting his pitch from Barstad. Count goes to 2-2. Here comes the 2-2 pitch to Rogers. This one smacked foul. So Rogers staying alive, and I'm not talking about John Travolta. We got a 2-2 count here with two outs. So Arias approaching his 19th pitch of the evening. on this edition of Wednesday Night Baseball at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. And Arias retires Rogers for another strikeout. What a way to start the game for the Jupiter Hammerheads. Side retired as we approach the bottom of the first inning, ladies and gentlemen. Wednesday Night Baseball here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. I'm Walter Works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. That's right. And we're live on MILB.com, your source for minor league baseball. And we'll be back for the bottom of the first inning after this commercial break.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. One in six kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court?
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to beautiful Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium in Jupiter, Florida. What's up, Hammy? Hammy saying hi to everybody. Fans in the stands tonight, ladies and gentlemen. A beautiful edition of Wednesday Night Baseball with Khalil Watson leading things up for your Jupiter Hammerheads. A big-time prospect in Watson. Watson, a first-round draft pick in 2021. Here comes the 1-0 pitch to him. This one just misses outside. Count goes to 2-0. Watson comes into the game batting .225 on the season, 8 home runs, 40 RBIs. And as the leadoff man, he does his job, man. And when he gets on base, you better watch out. So the count goes to 2-2 on Watson. Tanner Cooper on the mound tonight for the Daytona Tortugas. He's got a 3.09 ERA with 73 strikeouts on the season as this one's in the dirt for ball number three. So the count now full to Watson to kick off the bottom of the first inning. Here comes the 3-2 pitch to Watson, and he smacks this one for a stand-up single right by Callahan and Arroyo, and Watson is on first base to start things off here in the bottom of the first inning. Now, I'm going to give you the inside scoop. When Watson's on first, you better watch out because that man can go first to home before the blink of an eye. The speedy Watson now creating a viable threat here for the Hammerheads. That's going to bring up Jacob Berry to the batter's box. He's batting .235 on the season, 1 home run, 11 RBIs. Here comes the pitch from Cooper. That one's going to catch the plate for strike number one. And here comes the pitch. 1-1 now the count. Cooper, a native of Farmington, New York, picked in the 35th round of the 2019 draft as this one is called ball. The count now goes 2-1. Watson on first, nobody out, bottom of the first inning. Tortugas taking game one, looking for a sweep today as this one is jacked to right field, and it's out of here. The crowd going wild, and why wouldn't they? A two-run shot, bottom of the first inning. And just like that, ladies and gentlemen, they keep rocking and rolling from game one, and Berry with a huge two-run home run. Wow! What a shot by Berry. Over that 350 mark, I mean, Marrero had no shot at it. And it's 2-0 Hammerheads here in the bottom of the first with nobody out. So that brings up Brady Allen into the box. The big bat in Allen, 246 average on the season, 8 home runs, 50 RBIs. Here comes the 0-1 pitch to Allen. Good eye there by Allen, called ball. What a shot. 2-0 Hammerheads. Man, excitement at the Dean early on, folks. Don't forget Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, fans and the stands here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. We got a big week coming up. Thirsty Thursdays tomorrow. The final dog days of the summer here at Jupiter on Friday. And then, of course, Baseballs and Brews, baby. Saturday, a big-time event here at the Dean. Here comes the 2-2 pitch to Allen. And he smacks this one for a stand-up single. No problemo on that one. And he goes over to first. Bouncing right in front of Marrero. What a start for the Hammerheads. So that brings up Jake Thompson with nobody out. Runner on first. Batting 302 on the season, 1 home run, 9 RBIs. This one goes foul. Count 0-1. The Hammerheads were on a 7-game losing skid coming into today's game. And now the potential to be on a 2-game winning streak. Imagine that. As this pitch is called away for ball number two. Actually, ball number one. Count now 1-1. Cooper approaching his 18th pitch. And here it comes. And he smacks this one past the first baseman. What a hit by Thompson. The runner's going to third. Thompson's holding up. He's stuck in a jam. Are they going to get him? It's a wall throw. He gets to second. A runner's going to come home. A play at the plate, and he's out of there. Man, a play at the plate. He's out of there. Holy moly, what a sequence. Wow. We just had a play at the plate caught dead at home. Heads up baseball by the Tortugas. But nevertheless, we have a double. Imagine that. What a start to game two, huh? Man. Caught dead at home. Hammerheads now with their first out of the game. That brings up Torin Montgomery as he smacks this one over towards right field. Marrero is trying to run to it. Not enough. That's going to be called foul. So the count's 0-1. Cooper is having one rusty bottom of the first inning. My, oh, my. Now approaching his 20th pitch. And this one smacked foul. 4 hits so far for the Jupiter Hammerheads. 2 runs on the board. Hammerheads come into this game 22-27 in the second half, 56-57 overall. Trying to make a splash and get into that playoff conversation. Here comes the pitch. That one away. Counts 1-2. One and two the count, one out, bottom of the first, Hammerheads on top, 2-0. Cooper taking his time, getting his pitch from Jones. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. That one away, ball number three, so the count goes full. Beautiful night here at the Dean. No breeze in sight. Here comes the pitch. This one fouled behind home plate. Count remains 2-2. Cooper taking his time, trying to get the perfect pitch from Jones. Here it comes. This one away. Count goes full. Jones throwing over to second. Not in time, though. Runner is safe. Fans in the stands tonight at the Dean. A beautiful night. Great turnout tonight here for a Wednesday night as Montgomery swings big and misses, and Cooper retires him just like your favorite retirement home. So a big-time strikeout by Cooper as he approaches his 26th pitch of the evening. Oof, what a big load of work for a first inning. So that's going to bring Barstad up to the batter's box. 222 on the season, 11 RBIs, just one home run. Runner on second. Here comes the pitch. That one's going to be inside, ball one. Cooper really working that pitch clock down to 5 seconds. This one low, ball two. 27th pitch in the books for Cooper. See a little bit of activity there in the pen. We'll see if somebody starts warming up for Daytona. Here comes the 2-0 pitch. Big swing and a miss. Strike one. Walter works with you on the call tonight at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium for this Game 2 matchup between the Daytona Tortugas and the Jupiter Hammerheads. Bottom of the first inning, Hammerheads on top, 2-0, and Barstad, beautiful hitting. A runner is coming home, and he does, 3-0, Hammerheads. And the crowd goes wild. 3-0, Hammerheads, bottom of the first inning. How do you like that? Oh, yeah. So that's going to bring up Carlos Santiago taking over the shortstop duties today for your Jupiter Hammerheads, batting 214 on the season. Three home runs and 19 RBIs to go along with that. As we're going to have a meeting at the mound. Jones and the whole infield are going to check up on Cooper. And we got some activity in the Tortugas bullpen. So the Hammerheads came into today on a 7-game losing streak. It's almost ridiculous to think that if they have a good week, they're right back into that playoff conversation. So tonight's a big night. They have a chance to create a different streak. How about a winning streak? It'd be two in a row if they can pull off this game too. a doubleheader sweep is in the conversation as Santiago gets back into the box. So we're going to get things back and going here at the teen. The count's, let's see, that one's going to be called ball. 1-0 the count now. Two outs. Cooper now with his 30th pitch in the books. Got two pitchers warming up there in the pen, it looks like. Maybe just one and one on standby. Tortuga's trying to stay within reach of this game. It's only the bottom of the first inning. Here comes the 1-0 pitch to Santiago. Good eye there by Carlos. That's going to be ball two. And that's going to be a called strike. Count now 2-1. Three to nothing. Hammerheads on top of the Tortugas. Here comes the pitch from Cooper. Strike two. Big swing and a miss there by Santiago. Perfect time to get some wins in. Fans in the stands tonight at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. Santiago rips this one, but there's a shift. And just like that, ladies and gentlemen, finally, out number three, Asciano to Pino. And the Tortugas, just like that, they're going to try to make things interesting as we approach the top of the second, folks. Man, that was a long first inning. It's Walter Works with you solo tonight on the call, ladies and gentlemen, for game two between the Tortugas and the Hammerheads on the baseball network of your favorite Jupiter Hammerheads. How about that? We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen, after this commercial break. Big top of the second coming right up.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. One in six kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
And we are back, ladies and gents. Yasiel Pino in the batter's box. 237 on the season. 15 RBIs. 5 home runs. He's the first baseman for your Daytona Tortugas tonight. Ball two called on Pino. Arias on the mound. 21 pitches on the night. Here comes the 2-0 pitch to Pino. This one's going to be popped up high. Should be a routine fly ball, and the speedy Watson racing to it in foul territory. What a play for out number one. That's going to be, let's see. That's going to bring up Edwin Arroyo. They made a couple switches here for game number two. So Arroyo steps into the box as this one almost gets him in the knees, he moves out of the way. That's going to be ball number one. Arroyo all the way from Puerto Rico. Oh, yeah. As he smacks this one over to short, that's going to be a routine play for Watson. Out number two. Might be a quick inning of work for Arias on the mound. Exactly what he's looking for. He's got a 2.86 ERA on the season. 63 punch-outs on the year, man. He's got the stuff on the mound. That's going to bring up the catcher for the Tortugas, Hayden Jones. Jones from Illinois State University. An unrestricted free agent picked up in 2021. First pitch called strike. A big swing and a miss for strike number two. So Arias working quick here in the top of the second. Taking his time now. Getting the right pitch from Barstad. What a 1-2 punch they've been. This one up and away, going to be called ball one. And this is going to be a strike number three. What a strikeout for Arias. Quick inning of work there for your Jupiter Hammerheads. And just like that, we're cruising to the bottom of the second inning. Walter works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network for this edition of Wednesday Night Baseball. Hammerheads on top, 3-0. They'll have another chance to bite these Tortugas. The bottom of the second coming right up after this commercial break.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the bottom of the second inning. Walter works with you on the call. Jupiter Hammerheads and Baseball Radio Network, Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, the scene. Hammerheads on top, 3-0. Hudson Livesey in the batter's box, designated hitter tonight for your Hammerheads. Here comes the 0-1 pitch to him. This one just misses. Count goes to 1-1. And this one is smacked. It's going far. And it just hits the warning track. But what a monster of a double for Hudson Livesey. Finally getting some playing time. Making an impact. And in the bottom of the second, what a beautiful double. So the Hammerheads bringing the intensity here early on in game two. Cooper approaching now his 38th pitch of the evening. And he's in a jam. And I'm not talking about the jam that you eat with your peanut butter and jelly. So that's going to bring up Santos to the box. 206 on the season. 21 RBIs. The center fielder for your Hammerheads tonight. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike one. Count goes to 1-1. Here comes the 40th pitch from Cooper. And Santos smacks this one foul, but trying to run to get to it is Callahan, and he does. Nice defense there by the Tortugas. Callahan, the third baseman, running all the way about maybe a couple inches from the dugout of the Hammerheads for a loud out number one. So that's going to bring the exciting prospect in Khalil Watson to the box. 228 on the season, 8 home runs, 40 RBIs. And the ump calling time. What happened? Oh, he's awarding a ball. Okay. I believe the pitch clock, which has been a topic of conversation here in minor league baseball, may have awarded a ball to Watson. Here comes the 1-0 pitch, and Watson rips this one. Man, but just ripped it foul. Count goes to 1-1. So here comes pitch number 42 from Cooper. Inside and low, that's going to be a ball. So the count 2-1, Cooper 42 pitches in the books. Lots of work so far in this game. Tortugas are not warming up anybody in the pen, so that'll all calm down. Things are starting to settle down here. Bottom of the second, though, in a game 2 of a doubleheader on this Wednesday edition of baseball here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Here comes the 2-1 pitch to Watson. And that one up high, and the runner is going to take third. No problemo there on a wild pitch, and the crowd loves it. So Lavesi moves over to third on a wild pitch. Watson now with a golden opportunity to bring a run home with one out here in the bottom of the second. Here comes the pitch to Watson. Good eye there. Count goes to 3-1. No, he walked him. He walked him. That's ball 4. And Watson takes a free ride to first on the Base on Balls Express Train. Choo-choo. There you go. So now we got runners on first and third with Jacob Berry up in the box. 13 RBIs on the season, 2 home runs, batting .246. Big chance here for the Hammerheads to keep pouring it on early on in this game, too. Here comes the pitch to Berry. And pitch number 45 from Cooper is ball 1. Berry went to Louisiana State, a first-round draft pick in the 2022 draft. Talk about the spotlight. Right now is the time to make it happen with runners on first and third. Here comes the pitch, and Berry smacks this one to left field. Is it going to be enough for a sacrifice? And coming home is Lavesi. Are we going to have a play at the plate? We are! And he's safe! He's safe! And just like that, Berry takes second. He's going to third on a wild throw. And that's going to be a triple for Berry. An RBI triple. Wow. 4-0 Hammerheads. What a play. Lavesi comes home. Unbelievable. What a play by Berry for the sacrifice. What a sequence there coming home was Lavesi with the play at the plate. The catcher not able to handle it. And just like that, it's 4-0 Hammerheads. Wowzers. We're having fun tonight. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. That one away. That's going to be ball number two. So the big bat in Brady Allen, 8 home runs on the season, 50 RBIs. He's up in the count 2-0 here. And he smacks this one up high in the air. Oh, I mean all the way up high. And no chance to get it. Man, that fell right into the stands. Big time fly ball, and everybody's trying to get the foul ball. So the count now goes to 2-1 with 2 outs here in the bottom of the second inning. An exciting start to this game number 2 of this Wednesday doubleheader. Runner on third. Allen trying to bring him home. This one just misses the plate. That's going to be ball number 3. Count now goes to 3-1. I might lose my voice by the third inning the way things are going here. Allen with a big swing and a miss. That's going to be strike number 2. Brings the count full. Looks like Allen calling time. Big moment for Allen. Count full. Here comes pitch number 52 from Cooper. And Allen smacks this one. That's going to bring another run home. 5-0, Jupiter. Holy moly, what a game it's been so far for your Jupiter Hammerheads. Allen bringing a run home, 5-0 here in the bottom of the second inning. We are having some fun tonight. Oh man, did we need it. After that 7-game losing streak, Hammerheads looking for some redemption this week. Man, are they getting it early on in this game number 2. That's going to bring up Jake Thompson into the box. 313 on the season, 1 home run, 9 RBIs. So Allen with a nice RBI single. Thompson trying to keep it going. Count 1-1 now to Thompson. Cooper approaching his 55th pitch of the evening. And here it comes. This one away, ball number 2. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. And just misses the plate, ball number 3. And here comes the pitch. Big swing and a miss. Did he get a piece of it? Yes, he did. Counts full. Beautiful Wednesday night here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Don't forget, tomorrow, Thirsty Thursdays, that's right, $1, $2, $3 drink specials. And if you get that solo cup, man, you're set for the night. And then don't forget Friday, the final dog days of summer. Bring your pup, have a good time, enjoy the game. And then Saturday, baseballs and brews. You can't miss that one. Here comes the full count pitch, and he smacks this one foul. So the 3-2 goes foul. Staying alive is Thompson. Allen sticks around at first. So that's ball number 4 now. Thompson taking first base on the express train. The base on balls express train. Cheaper than Amtrak and Greyhound. I know Greyhound's a bus, but that's the only thing I can think of. Anyway, 2 outs here. Bottom of the second inning. Runners on first and second. So Thompson at first. Allen at second. Coach is coming to the mound. Nobody's warming up, though, in the pen. Oh, somebody just jumped in there. So we might have a pitching change. I mean, I can only imagine. So home plate umpire Nason Fraley, keeping a close eye there on the conversation in the mound, and he's going to break things up. Let's go, guys. All right, everybody getting into their place. And pretty much what Coach is saying here is, look, man, just get us out of this jam. One more out. Cooper approaching his 60th pitch. Just imagine. We're in the bottom of the second inning. Hammerheads with 7 hits, 5 runs on the night thus far. No hits so far for the Daytona Tortugas as Montgomery steps back in the box. So 2 outs here, bottom of the second inning. Big time game here at the Dean. Game 2 of this doubleheader. Here comes the pitch from Cooper. That's going to be strike number 1. Nice pitch by Cooper, just catching the outside corner of the plate. Here comes the 0-1 pitch, and just misses inside ball number 1. Here comes the 62nd pitch from Cooper, and that's going to be inside ball number 2. Exciting stuff here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium for this edition of Wednesday Night Baseball here in Jupiter. And man, do we deserve it. A 7-game losing streak coming into this game. A big swing and a miss by Montgomery. That's going to be strike number 2. But, you know, if you think about it, you win game 1, you win game 2, bing, bam, boom, and now you're on a winning streak. I like it. Here comes the 2-2 pitch to Montgomery. This one inside and away. No, yeah, away. Ball number 3. So everything is full. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. 5-0 Hammerheads. Can you believe it? We're only in the bottom of the second. Here comes the 3-2 pitch to Montgomery. And he fouls this one behind home plate, staying alive like Saturday Night Fever is Montgomery. An exciting week here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium as the Hammerheads try to make a playoff push as the season winds down. 5-0 on top of the Tortugas, bottom of the second inning. 2 outs, though, full count. Here comes the pitch to Montgomery. And he smacks this one up high, up high, up high. And Pinot is going to try to track it down, and he does. And finally, finally, after 2 runs and a 5-0 lead, we approach the top of the third inning, ladies and gentlemen. Walter works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. And you know we're live on MILB.com. That's right, your source for minor league baseball. You heard it right. Hammerheads on top. Hey, that's news, and I love it. We'll be back for the top of the third inning, ladies and gentlemen, here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Where's the basket?
Daytona, the second baseman, number 3, Johnny Ascanio.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Johnny Ascanio in the box, batting 250 on the season, one RBI. The second baseman for the Tortugas, getting the playing time going in this second half. Hammerheads bringing the fire. 5-0 lead here in the top of the third. Arias on the mound, 30th pitch in the books. That one called strike. Count goes to 1-1 on Ascanio. And this one is popped up by Ascanio, and Watson is trying to track it down, and he does. Out number 1 in the books. Nice catch by Watson. So that brings up Wendell Marrero, 241 on the season, 4 RBIs, no home runs. Wendell Marrero from Puerto Rico. He went to the Puerto Rico Baseball Academy. Man, talk about being an expert. Picked up in the 11th round in the 2019 draft. As he chops this one over to third, should be a routine play, and that's out number 2. Nice play there from Barry, throwing it right over to Montgomery. And that's going to bring up Jamal O'Gwin.
The left fielder, number 13, Jamal O'Gwin.
O'Gwin, an alumni from the University of California, picked up in 2021 as a free agent. Here comes the first pitch to O'Gwin. And that's going to be a nice breaking ball called strike number 1. Here comes the pitch, just missing outside. Count goes to 1-1. Here comes the 1-1 pitch to O'Gwin. He connects on this one. It's over in right field. And is Allen going to get it? And he does! Tracking it down in the middle of the Tortugas bullpen. Right when they were warming up their pitcher. What a sight there for out number 3. And the Hammerheads, man, they're swimming, they're biting, they're having a great time in the oceans here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Enjoying a 5-0 lead early on here as we approach the bottom of the third inning, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for hanging out with me tonight. It's Walter Works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. And we are live on MILB.com. That's right, your source for minor league baseball. More action coming at you from the Dean. Bottom of the third coming right up after this commercial break.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Why's the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Barstad leading things off for your Hammerheads here in the bottom of the third inning. They have a nice, comfortable lead here early on in this doubleheader, game two, 5-0 over the Tortugas. And Barstead hits this one over second baseman, trying to track it down, and he does. That's out number one. Nice catch there by Asciano. So Yomil Mesionet is on the mound. Man, if you think this job is easy, try to say that three times really fast. He has a 6.43 ERA on the season, just four strikeouts. Looking to get some reps in and keep the Tortugas in the game. Carlos Santiago in the box now. The shortstop for your Hammerheads. He's batting .212 on the season. Three home runs, 19 RBIs. Here comes the 1-0 pitch to Santiago. And he rips this one past the shortstop. A stand-up single for Santiago. And just like that, the Hammerheads have a runner on first here in the bottom of the third. So Mesonet, also from the beautiful island of Puerto Rico, picked up in the sixth round of the 2018 draft. Lavesi takes his first pitch for ball number one. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. Big time fastball just misses. Oh, and they're calling a balk. Wow. So the runner's going to move on to second. Just like that, huh? So Lavesi in the box, getting some playing time. I think for the first time. Had a nice hit early on. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. Big time fastball inside, but Lavesi goes for it. That's going to be called a strike. Lavesi picked up in 2022, this year as a free agent from St. Petersburg, Florida. Quick meeting on the mound as Jones goes to check up on Yomil Mesonet. Five to nothing, Hammerheads on top of the Daytona Tortugas. They won game one. Can they win game two and get a streak going here at the Dean? Here comes the 1-1 pitch. Oh, all the way inside, just missing Lavesi. That's going to be ball number two. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. And going all the way outside for ball number three. Mesonet getting his pitch. Here comes the 3-1. Big swing and a miss by Lavesi, bringing the count full. So the count's full. Mesonet approaching his 10th pitch in relief. Here it comes. And this one is in the dirt outside. I mean, if anything, Jones did a good job making sure that one didn't get away. So that's going to bring up the center fielder, Santos. Anguidius Santos with 21 RBIs on the season. Sanoa had the night, well, at least game two off. Sorry about that. It's Santos in center field. So Santos trying to make something happen here with runners on first and second. One out here. Here comes the pitch. Big swing and a miss by Santos. Maisonette retires him just like that for out number two. So two outs here, bottom of the third inning. Hammerheads on top, 5-0. On eight hits. Eight hits, and we're just here in the bottom of the third. That's going to bring up your favorite prospect here on the Hammerheads, Khalil Watson. We'll see what he brings to the table here in the bottom of the third. Here comes the pitch. That one just misses inside, ball one. Here comes the 1-0 pitch to Watson. And this one outside, ball two. The count. Here comes the 16 pitch from Maisonette, and that one's going to be outside, ball three. So Watson ahead of the count, 3-0. I mean, he would take first behind two other runners. If he were to walk, the bases would go full. So not a threat behind two other runners, really. But this one's going to be called a strike. Nice pitch by Maisonette. His 17th pitch of the night. Count now 3-1. And here comes the 3-1 to Watson. Outside, and he's taking a free ride to first. So Maisonette comes into relief, and he might need some relief. And I'm not talking Pepto-Bismol, folks. The base is now loaded on the walk to Watson. Coach coming in, the whole infield coming in to talk to Maisonette. So the ump breaks up the meeting at the mound. Two outs here, bottom of the third inning. Nobody warming up in the Tortugas bullpen. So obviously just trying to maybe bring some composure to Maisonette's life here. I would say he's in a little bit of a jam, and I'm not talking your favorite jelly jam, folks. Bases loaded here with two outs, and Jacob Berry's in the box, taking the first pitch called strike. Here comes the 0-1 pitch to Berry. And that's going to be low for ball number one. Count now goes to 1-1. Here comes the 1-1 pitch in the dirt. Nice job there. What happened? Did he hit him? Looks like Berry might have been hit. Fraley and Durison, the two umps. The crowd is not happy. So he's going to go to first on the walk. So another run comes in. The umps fixing the call there. I heard some rebuttals from the crowd. Might have helped there. Thank goodness we got a lawyer here in the stands. Benefits of being the home team, right? So a run comes in, 6-0 Hammerheads. Bases remain loaded. Man, Maisonette is unraveling here in the bottom of the third. That brings up the big bat in Brady Allen. Bases loaded. 51 RBIs on the season, 8 home runs. Let's go Brady Allen. Big time opportunity for him here in the bottom of the third. Here comes the pitch outside. That's going to be ball number two. Maisonette in trouble. 23 pitches on the night. The bases are loaded here at the Dean. What a great start to this game for the Hammerheads. Can they capitalize? Here comes the pitch. And this one's going to be outside ball number three. So Allen ahead of the count. Masonette in trouble again. He could walk another runner, would bring the score to 7-0. With two outs, though, every pitch counts. Count now 3-0. Here comes the 3-0 pitch. And he hits him! Ooh! A fastball in the back. And he earned that one. Ouch! Ay, ay, ay. Somebody bring out the icy hot. Well, another run comes home on a walk. This one, he got hit right in the back in the numbers. So 7-0 here. Things getting out of control for the Tortugas. And nobody's in the pen. Bases remain loaded. Hammerheads on top, 7-0. Here comes the pitch. That's going to be ball number one. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. And that one outside and away, ball two. Masonette is having a hard time getting the ball down the middle of the plate. Thompson in the box. That ball called strike. Count now 2-1. Thompson, the big bat in Thompson, trying to make something happen here, man. What an opportunity here. Masonette in trouble. Here comes the 2-1 pitch to Thompson. And he smacks this one, but running to it. What a nice play by the shortstop. Man, Arroyo getting right to it for out number three. A much-needed out number three. Bailing out Masonette. Bailing out the Tortugas. Man, that was a rough inning. Hammerheads, though, you got to be happy. The hometown Hammerheads biting and chewing and eating all the Tortugas they can so far. Two more runs here in the bottom of the third. A 7-0 lead on 8 hits. And the Tortugas are still to get a hit here in this game. Ladies and gentlemen, we're approaching the top of the fourth inning. Walter Works here on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. Live on MILB.com. That's right, your source for minor league baseball. For this edition of Wednesday Night Baseball. Hammerheads on top, 7-0. We'll be back for the top of the fourth inning, right after this commercial break.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Walter Works with you on the call for this game two of this Wednesday doubleheader here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Hammerheads all over the Tortugas. They took game one. Things are looking good here in game two. 7-0 thus far in the top of the fourth inning here. Up for the Tortugas is Callahan. He's leading things off. 270 on the season, 19 RBIs, 5 home runs. And this one inside, ball two. And here comes the pitch, that one inside. So four pitches, four balls, and that's a walk. Not a good start to this inning for Arias.
The center fielder, number two, Hector Rodriguez.
So that's going to bring up Hector Rodriguez. If the Tortugas want to start chipping away at this lead, the time is now. Nobody out here, top of the fourth inning, down 7-0. Rodriguez, the speedy center fielder, up in the box. The first pitch called strike, count goes to 0-1. Here comes the 0-1 pitch to Rodriguez. And he rips this one over to right field, and it's going to land foul. What a hit by Rodriguez. And Callahan is racing home. No attempt at home, no throw. And the Tortugas get on the board. Callahan comes home. Rodriguez with an RBI triple. Here we go. 7-1 now in the top of the fourth. So Rodriguez making some noise. Tortuga's showing some life. And Arias now with 41 pitches in the books gives up his first hit and his first run. That brings up Jack Rogers to the plate, the DH tonight for the Daytona Tortugas. What a monster of a year for Rogers so far. 288 on the season, 33 RBIs, and 8 home runs. So a quick little chit-chat on the mound between Barstad and Arias. Arias still in the game, man. Has been very effective. 42 pitches so far. Trying to get through four innings of work as the Hammerheads are getting somebody up in the pen. Here comes the pitch. Big swing and a miss by Rogers. Strike number one. Seven to one, Hammerheads on top. This one ripped foul, strike two. Tortuga's trying to do anything they can do to salvage this game too. A 16-32 record in the second half, 45-68. Hasn't been the best season for the Tortugas, to say the least. And a nice pitch by Arias, striking out Rogers, retiring him for out number one.
Number 55, Yasiel Pino.
So Rodriguez is on third. Pino in the box as he pops this one up. Floating around the pen, and Montgomery will have no shot as it goes into the first row there of the stands over there. Everybody trying to get that ball. Gotta love it when the fans are in the stands. Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night. Come on down. Wave at me. I'm in the booth. Always with you here. Walter works on the call. Usually on Sundays and Tuesdays, but this is a lot of fun tonight. Always a great night when there's baseball to watch. This one is ripped. Pino hits this one over to around center field and right field and tracking it down. That's right, is Santos. So the speedy Santos getting some playing time in center field makes the routine catch for out number two. That brings up Arroyo into the box. Arroyo also from Puerto Rico. He was acquired in a trade with the Seattle Mariners this year, 2022. So all eyes on Arroyo. Here comes the 49th pitch from Arias. Big swing and a miss by Arroyo. That's going to be strike number one. So the Daytona Tortuga is part of the Cincinnati Reds organization. Made a trade for Arroyo. And the average, not so much there. But he's got six RBIs, so you know the potential's there. Taking over the shortstop duties. He's been great, though, on defense. As he fouls this one, that's going to be strike number two. So due up if we get there is Jones. Jones the catcher for the Tortugas. Two outs here in the top of the fourth. Tortuga is able to get two runs in. And that's going to be a big swing and a miss. And that's out number three, ladies and gentlemen. Tortugas, though, getting two runs. That's right. Two runs, cutting down the lead. Now it's 7-2, Hammerheads. And we are cruising to the bottom of the fourth inning, ladies and gentlemen. Walter works with you on the call on this edition of Wednesday Night Baseball on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. We are live on MILB.com. That's right, Catching the Stars of Tomorrow, your source for minor league baseball. Hammerheads on top, 7-2. We'll be right back, folks, after this commercial break.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. One in six kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Bottom of the fourth inning. Hammerheads on top, 7-2 in this game two of this Wednesday doubleheader. Montgomery in the box. That one's called ball. Count 2-0 to Montgomery. So Mason Nett, with 31 pitches in the books, hasn't really had the best outing. Still in the game, though, with nobody warming up. So you can only imagine that the Tortugas have high hopes for Mason Nett. Trying to get his reps in. And work on those mechanics. You know, that's really at this level what you see. The Stars of Tomorrow. If you're a Hammerheads fan, you got to be proud, man. Seeing what Zach Zubia is doing now at the next level. You know, that's what you hope for out of this team. And man, have they been exciting and impressive today. Out to a 7-2 lead here in the bottom of the fourth. A big turn of events if you compare it to last week. Came into this game on a 7-game losing streak. Ouch. Here comes the 3-1 pitch to Montgomery. This one's going to be fouled back, bringing the count full. Here comes pitch number 35 from Mason Nett. That one's going to be away, so ball number four. Montgomery goes on to first. And with nobody out, that's going to bring up... We're playing bingo all night here, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget that Wednesday is Silver Sluggers night here. Okay, for all you fans 55 and up, it's time to have a good time. We're talking baseball bingo, ladies and gentlemen. That's what I'm talking about. All night we got your numbers popping up on the scoreboard. Lots of fun prizes here at the Dean. Barstad now in the box, batting 226 on the season, one home run, 12 RBIs. So Montgomery on first. That pitch, let's see, count 1-1. So Montgomery on first on a walk. Barstad now facing a 1-1 count. Here comes the pitch. That one away. Count goes to 2-1. Masonette taking his time, getting the right pitch from Jones. Here comes pitch number 39 to Barstad. That one away, ball three. Masonette is having a tough time tonight in relief with his control, his composure, and his poise. And it's showing all over the place as he's having a lot of trouble just getting any outs and any strikes. Here comes the pitch. And Barstad smacks this one, a loud pop, and everybody's running for it, and it falls in front of the center fielder. Rodriguez couldn't get a handle on it. Everybody was running around the area. It looks like maybe nobody called it, and it fell right in front of him. A pop-up. So Barstad is at second on a fumble type of play. Wow. Rodriguez was charging into center field, but everybody else too. It looks like maybe nobody called it there in the Tortugas outfield, and it fell right in. So Barstad's on first. Montgomery's on second. Santiago in the box. Here comes the pitch. Big swing and a miss. Strike number one. Here comes the 1-1 pitch to Santiago. Big fastball. Low, though. Ball two. And here comes the 2-1 pitch to Santiago. And a big swing and a miss, strike number two. So the count even at 2-2. Nobody out. Runners on first and second. Here comes the pitch. Big swing and a miss. And Masonette retires Santiago for out number one. Much needed out for the Tortugas as the Hammerheads are swimming all around them looking for another bite. So that brings up Lavesi, who's had a busy night. He goes after the first pitch, and this one's going to be popped up. Rodriguez gets to it. Nobody tagging. Runners stay on first and second now with two outs. What a night here at the Dean. Hammerheads on top. And they've scored an every inning. Three in the first, two in the second, two in the third. Now we're in the bottom of the fourth. Runners on first and second, threatening with Santos up in the box. Santos playing center fielder tonight for your Jupiter Hammerheads. 21 RBIs on the season, one home run. Golden opportunity now to pour some more insurance on in this game. This one's going to be a ball. So the count goes to 2-0. A different swag to this Hammerheads team in game two. And when you're winning, it feels good. And Masonette just throws this one in the dirt. He's had a lot of trouble finding not just his pitch, any type of pitch. Three straight balls to Santos. And that's going to be ball number four in the dirt. So Santos trolleying over to first. Bases are loaded with two outs. So Santos, Barstead, and Montgomery filling up the bases now with the exciting Khalil Watson at the plate, and he rips this one over to second. Nice grab there, and a routine play for out number three, Asciano to Pino. Man, did they need that. Tortuga's trying to stay alive, and it hasn't been pretty, folks. We're approaching the top of the fifth inning here. Hammerheads, though, it's beautiful. If you're a part of the Hammerheads faithful, 7-2 here in this game two of this doubleheader. Hammerheads trying to get a streak going. An exciting week at the Dean. And we're here tonight for Wednesday Night Baseball. That's right, Walter Works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. And we'll be back for the top of the fifth inning right after this commercial break.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Hayden Jones leading things off for your Daytona Tortugas. 1-0 the count. Gene Reyes now coming into the game for relief for your Hammerheads. Big-time fastball inside from Reyes. 94 on the radar gun. Ball number two. Man, what a game by Arias. Talk about productive. Just one hit. Two runs allowed, of course. This one is going to be smacked, but foul, strike number one. But these are the games where you really get excited. If you're talking about growth and development, that was a notch in the win column for Arias. We'll see if he can pull through now and actually get it statistically. A win would be nice. as Hayden Jones pops this one up over to center. And covering all that space in center field is Santos with out number one.
Now batting, the second baseman, number three, Johnny Escanio.
So that's going to bring up the second baseman for the Tortugas, Johnny Escanio. One out here, top of the fifth inning. Here comes the first pitch to Escanio from Reyes, strike number one. And this one is ripped past Watson. Nice hit by Escanio for a stand-up single.
Now batting, the right fielder, number 31, Wendell Marrero.
So Escanio on to first on that nice single. Nice timely hitting by him. Not really trying to make too much happen, just trying to get on base, right? And that's fundamental baseball when you're done 7-2. You don't really want to hit a home run with nobody on base. You want to get on base. And that's exactly what I'm talking about. What a nice hit by Marrero. Wendell Marrero gets right into the batter's box, and that's another stand-up single.
Now batting, the left fielder.
So Asciano on second, Marrero on first. Oh, yeah. So we got Barstad communicating something to Reyes, walking halfway towards the mound and getting back behind home plate. O'Gwynn in the box. With two runners on base and one out. Tortuga is trying to cash in on any opportunity, any chance they can get. Here comes the pitch from Reyes. Beautiful breaking ball catching all that plate there for strike number one. Here comes the 0-1 pitch to O'Gwynn. Inside, ball one. Here comes the 1-1 pitch, and this one is smacked up high by O'Gwynn. Tracking it down is Santos or Allen, and Allen calls it in for out number two. Nice routine catch by Allen over there in right field. He's been stellar in right field all season. Every game I've called, he's had just at least one big-time play out there. You know, when you're over in right field, man, you know, you could stand out there for a little bit until something happens, and the whole key to the position is being ready. And Allen, man, he's always ready on defense and in the box. So that brings up Callahan with two outs, runners on first and second. Callahan 270 on the season, 19 RBIs, five home runs. So the count 1-1 to Callahan. Reyes in relief approaching his 13th pitch. Taking a long look at second. Here it comes. This one low. That's going to be ball number three. Reyes from Venezuela. A free agent pickup in 2019. Count 2-1 now to Callahan. Two outs, runners on first and second. Here comes the pitch. Callahan, man, looked like a nice hit. But right at it is Thompson over in left field. And that's out number three. We are approaching the bottom of the fifth inning, ladies and gentlemen. And this is Walter Works with you, Hammerheads. What a nice surprise, huh? Game one took that game. Game two, things are looking good. on top of this mountain, 7-2. That's right, as we approached the bottom of the fifth inning, folks. Hammerheads with another shot, going to try to add insurance. Oh, yeah. This is Walter Works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. We'll be back for the bottom of the fifth inning right after this commercial break.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Jacob Berry in the box, and he smacks this one to start things off here. Bottom of the fifth inning, and he's going for two. And he gets it, easily getting to second base. What a double to start the bottom of the fifth. So now that brings up Brady Allen in the box with nobody out. Bottom of the fifth, Hammerheads on top, 7-2, already threatening with a runner on second. Berry on second with that nice double. Here comes the first pitch to Allen. That's going to be a ball. So the count 2-0 to Brady Allen. Hammerheads on top, 7-2. Trying to take another bite. Here comes the pitch. That one's going to be outside and away. Ball three. So three straight balls to Allen. Zach Maxwell on the mound now in relief for the Tortugas. Here comes the 3-0 pitch from Maxwell. And that's a four-pitch walk. So Allen goes to first. Berry on second. So that's going to bring up Jake Thompson with runners on first and second. Berry and Allen getting it done. Now with no outs, what can Thompson add? Here comes the pitch to Thompson. He rockets this one up in the air. It's going to be a... Oh, yes it is. Out number one. Oh, Gwynn able to get to it. Nobody tagging. A couple feet in front of the warning track, so they got to respect that arm from O'Gwynn. So Maxwell went to Georgia Tech. picked in the sixth round of the 2022 draft. In relief now. Trying to keep the Tortugas somewhat in this game. I don't know. Is it going to happen? We shall see. And here comes the pitch to Montgomery. That's going to be strike number one. Here comes the 0-1 pitch to Montgomery. And he rips this one foul. Count goes to 2-0. What a game here at the Dean. Silver Sluggers night. And tomorrow, right back at it for Thirsty Thursdays. Here comes the pitch. Ooh, that beams Montgomery. And Montgomery, with a little look at Maxwell. And just like that, the bases are loaded. Not exactly the start Maxwell was looking for in relief. But that sounds a little bit familiar, huh? That's the type of night these Tortugas are having. So here we go. Bases loaded. That's going to bring up Barstad. Golden opportunity to add some insurance. Here comes the pitch as he chops this one over to second. And nobody's going to get to it. That's a wall throw. One run comes home. A second run comes home. It's 9-2, Hammerheads. Wow. Talk about mistakes and mess-ups. The Tortugas are not having a good night. So that's going to bring up Carlos Santiago. Hammerheads on top 9-2 now. Runners on first and second here at the Dean. Here comes the first pitch to Santiago. Ball one. Here comes the 1-0. And that gets by the that gets right by Jones, the catcher. The runner takes second. Doesn't try to come home, though. So the runners are now on second and third. So Santiago now looking at a 2-0 count with one out here. Bottom of the fifth, 9-2, Hammerheads on top. What a game it's been. Big swing and a miss by Santiago, strike number one. And here comes the pitch. This one chipped, foul. That's going to be strike two, bringing the count to 2-2. So Maxwell taking his time in relief here. 16th pitch coming up. Hammerheads on top 9-2. Here comes the 16th pitch. And that is... Ooh, he called him out. Nobody happy about that call. As Santiago is retired for out number two. Hey, when everything's going good for you, not everything can go good for you. So that's okay. That's out number two. That's going to bring Lavesi, who's had a great evening, with runners on second and third. Takes the first pitch for strike number one. Here comes the pitch. That one away. Count now 1-1. So Maxwell with 18 pitches in the books. Trying to get out of this inning. Here comes the pitch. Big time fastball just away. Ball two. It's all about Silver Sluggers night tonight. Baseball bingo all night. Now, I haven't hit anything. I've gotten all the wrong numbers. But you know what? If you're in the stands tonight, chances are you might win something. I don't have that much of good luck here in the booth when it comes to baseball bingo, but that's okay. Count 2-2 now with two outs here. Lavesi on the mound. Here comes the pitch. This one away. Nice job, Jones, keeping that one in front of him. Maxwell has been all over the place here in relief. So Lavesi now with a full count, two outs, runners on second and third here. Maxwell trying to bring an end to this bottom of the fifth. Here comes the full count. And did he go or did he check? And he went. The ump calls strike three on the 3-2 pitch on a check swing. But the jury is out. Guilty of swinging. So that's strike number three, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back for the top of the sixth inning. The Hammerheads, though, they've had a run in every inning, and I mean multiple runs. Instead of the fourth inning, right? They put on three in the first, two in the second, two in the third, and now two in the fifth. Lots of insurance and a comfortable lead. Hammerheads on top of the Tortugas, 9-2 as we approach the top of the sixth inning. Walter works with you on the call here tonight, folks, for this Wednesday edition of baseball here at the Dean. Game two coming out, top of the sixth coming up. We'll be back after this commercial break.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. One in six kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with you.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Things are winding down here at top of the sixth inning. A couple more opportunities for the Tortugas to get back into this one. Gene Reyes still on the mound for your Hammerheads. Hector Rodriguez in the box, the center fielder for the Tortugas. If he gets on base, could be the threat that the Tortugas need as we get into the second, the back half of this game. Big swing and a miss there by Rodriguez. That's going to be strike number one. Here comes the pitch to Rodriguez. That's going to be a ball. Good eye by Rodriguez, bringing the count now to 3-1. Trying to get ahead of this count. Trying to do everything he can to get on base. The speedy Rodriguez does a great job at center field for the Tortugas. And he rips this one over to center. And going back, trying to get it, is Santos. And that one bounces right in the dirt of the warning track. What a triple by Rodriguez. So Santos was chasing all the way back towards that 400 mark in center field, and it bounced right in the dirt of the warning track. And what a triple to kick things off here in the top of the sixth. Rodriguez doing his part. So that brings up Jack Roberts. Rogers comes the pitch from Reyes. 20th pitch of the night from Reyes is called strike. And this one is smacked for a single. Nice hit by Rogers. That's going to be an RBI single, bringing home Rodriguez. That cuts down the lead to 9-3.
Now batting, the first baseman, number 25, Yesel Pino.
So Rogers comes home. Rogers brings a Rodriguez home after Rodriguez had that exciting triple to lead off the inning. So that brings up Yasiel Pino, 235 on the season, 16 RBIs, big swing and a miss for strike number one. So Rogers on first. He's going to try everything he can do to get to second. We'll see if we see a steal attempt here. Barstad all over it. And that just misses. That's going to be ball number two. Ball number one, count 1-1. Reyes looking over at first. Rogers not going as this pitch is called ball. Count now 2-1. Reyes has one job. Take home that win. A 9-3 cushion for Reyes on the mound. No outs, though, here in the top of the sixth, with the Tortugas already bringing a run home. And Rogers at first. Pino in the box. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. And he hits this one, and it's a rocket all the way up in the air, but right into Watson's glove for out number one. So that's going to bring up Edwin Arroyo, the shortstop for your Tortugas. Arroyo acquired in a trade this year with Seattle. Lots of eyes on Arroyo. Good opportunity here with a runner on first, one out. Here comes the pitch. Inside, ball one. As Hammy makes his rounds around the stadium. That's just worth the price of admission there, man. If you need friends, come meet Hammy. He needs friends too. And he has a great time making them here at the Dean. As this one is ripped right to short. And Arroyo is out. And that's a beautiful double play. Man. Santiago to Watson to Montgomery. Ay, ay, ay. The Hammerheads are all over it, folks. You talk about defense. You talk about pitching. You talk about offense. It's all there tonight on this edition of Wednesday Night Baseball. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Game number two of this doubleheader at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. And you gotta love it. And I'm not talking McDonald's. 9-3, the Hammerheads on top of the Tortugas as we approach the bottom of the sixth inning. Walter works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network, live on MILB.com. And folks, we'll be right back for the bottom of the sixth after this commercial break.
not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
And we are Bizak at the Dean, ladies and gentlemen. Bottom of the sixth inning, Santos in the box as he rips this one foul. Count 1-1. Maxwell still on the mound for the Tortugas. Tortugas able to get one run in the sixth, cutting down the lead to six. Here comes the pitch. Santos fouls this one back. That's going to be strike number two. So the count 0-1-2 to Santos here in the bottom of the sixth. Hammerheads haven't had it easy over the last week or so. And he punches him out. What a pitch by Maxwell, retiring Santos for out number one. Coming into this game on a seven-game skid, Hammerheads were able to pull out the win in game one. And I'm talking about just getting there. A 2-1 victory in game one. And man, you gotta love momentum. The Hammerheads on top now, 9-3 in this game two, as Watson tries to add some more insurance in the box. Count 1-0, here comes the pitch. He chips this one to the second baseman. That's out number two. So nice play by Asciano to Pino, supplying the second out of the inning. So that's going to bring up Jacob Berry. Great night for Berry. With two outs here, bottom of the sixth. 9-3, Hammerheads on top. Berry fouls this one, strike number one. The stars of tomorrow here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. You got to make it out to the ballpark. Having a great time tonight with baseball bingo. Silver Sluggers night here at the Dean every Wednesday. And then tomorrow, don't forget about your red solo cup. Thirsty Thursdays tomorrow. $1, $2, $3 beer specials all night. And talking about beer, you know Saturday is our big beers and brews event. Closing out August, baby. Join us here at the Dean. Family fun entertainment, great baseball, and of course, the Tortugas at the Hammerheads. So the count 1-2 to Berry. Maxwell going to try to make some quick work out of him. This one outside, count now 2-2. Here comes the 2-2 pitch to Berry. And this one fouled back. Berry staying alive. Staying alive, staying alive. You know, I've been making this joke every Sunday, every Tuesday. Staying alive, like Saturday Night Fever. And there we go. That's Jacob Berry now with the count 2-2. Here comes the pitch. He chips this one over to second. That's going to be a routine play for Asciano, as it has been all night for out number three. What a great job at second for Asciano, the one bright spot for the Tortugas tonight on this Wednesday night edition, ladies and gentlemen. Game two of this doubleheader. And just like that, we're approaching the top of the seventh inning. That's right, Hammerheads on top, 9-3. We'll be back for the finale after this commercial break.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter what.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Top of the seventh inning here. Hayden Jones up in the box. Conversation going on between both umpires. Nelson Fraley and Brandon Schmidt. Schmidt is actually behind home plate for game number 2. And there's a lot of conversations going on now with Espada. We'll try to find out what's going on. Nine to three, Hammerheads on top, trying to close this one out. Stanovich on the mound. 6.35 ERA on the season. Stanovich coming from Amsterdam, New York, a product of Rutgers. Eighth round pick in the 2022 draft. So a lot of chatter now with both managers. We'll try to get an update. But while we have the time, ladies and gentlemen, Thursdays tonight, tomorrow night, $1, $2, $3 specials. The last dog days of the summer is coming at you. Oh, man, this Friday night, bring out the pup, catch the game. And then Saturday, are you joining me Saturday for a drink? Beers and baseballs. Oh, yeah. All right, folks, while we try to figure out what's going on, we will cut for a commercial break. And we'll be back for the top of the seventh inning here as the Hammerheads try to close out this game and go on a 2-game winning streak. We'll be right back.
Jimenez now pitching.
Protect his home and family from disaster. Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Protect her home and family in a disaster.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Think of it as the 9th. We're only playing till the 7th today. Game 2 of a doubleheader here at the Dean. Hammerheads flirting with a win streak. And boy, is that good news. As Jones chips this one over to Watson. And Watson, with a little flickety flick, over to Montgomery for out number one. So Yuris Jimenez, we've seen a lot about him this year. 3.42 ERA on the season, 63 strikeouts. He's here to get the W and send us home. That's a strike one to Asciano. Asciano in the box, second baseman for your Hammerheads. 269 on the season. With one out here, trying to get on the bags. Here comes the pitch. He hits this one, but no problemo for Watson. What a grab and a throw. That's out number two. Watson showing off a little bit, huh? Why not? All eyes on Watson, and he's coming through. Out number two, one out away, folks. So Jimenez in for some relief from the Dominican Republic. And this one is chopped right to Jimenez, and he's bobbling it, but gets it to Montgomery in time. And the Jupiter Hammerheads are on a winning streak, folks. You gotta love it. Game two, that's all she wrote. And what a win it was. They just got by in game one. A 2-1 victory. And in game two, how do you like that? A 9-3 victory for the Jupiter Hammerheads. 9-3 on top of the Daytona Tortugas on 9 hits and no errors. The Tortugas, 5 hits, 3 errors, only 3 runs. And how about that? The Hammerheads improving now to 23-27 on the season. And an even 57-57. Game two of this doubleheader in the books, folks. Walter works with you on the call. Wednesday night baseball. What a win for the Hammerheads. 9-3. All around good baseball for the home team Hammerheads. And man, you gotta be excited if you're looking forward to this week of baseball. A week of redemption for the Hammerheads, as the Tortugas are in town. We still got tomorrow night. We got Friday night. And we got Saturday night. Don't forget to join us at the Dean here, ladies and gentlemen. Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. We got Thirsty Thursdays tomorrow. We got the final dog days of summer on Friday. And man, you're not going to want to miss this one. Baseballs and Brews Saturday. It's going to be one heck of a time. Come join me. Say hi. Have a beer. Have a cerveza. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back for the post-game show after this commercial break. What a win for the Hammerheads. That's two in a row. We'll be right back.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. One in six kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining me for the post-game show. What a win for the Hammerheads, huh? 9-3 tonight on this game two of this doubleheader. Wednesday night baseball, big-time win. They're on a winning streak now, two games in a row. What a game, huh? And if you think about the game, I thought it was great pitching that really contributed to this, really set the tone early, because as the Hammerheads were on their scoring streak, you got to think about, they had three in the first, second in the second, two in the second. They had two in the third, none in the fourth, but they had two in the fifth. They were pouring it on all game. So ultimately, they got nine. And I really think it was the pitching that set the tone, because the Tortugas had no hits and no runs until the fourth inning. That's when they started to make things interesting. So overall, I'm going to give the player of the game award to the pitching staff. You had Arias in there for four innings, allowing two runs. He had five strikeouts, though, and he brought down his ERA to 3.08. And what about Reyes? When he came into relief, he really changed the dynamic of the game. Cruising, and really, really a stellar performance for him with two innings pitched, four hits allowed, and just one earned run. And then you had Stanovic. He came into the game, but maybe had an injury there. And then Jimenez pitching one inning. No hits, no strikeouts, but a clean inning of work there with a 3.38 ERA now. And what about the bats? They came to town tonight. You had Barry with his home run, second of the year. And then how about the RBIs? It was an RBI fest, right? Allen with two, his 52nd of the year. Barry with four RBIs. 15, and then Barstad with three, his 14th of the year. So all around good baseball by the Jupiter Hammerheads, and a big win. You gotta love it, folks. Another night at the Dean. Don't forget to join us tomorrow night, Thirsty Thursdays. That's right, $1, $2, $3 beer specials all night long. Friday, the final dog days of the summer. Bring the pup, enjoy a game. And then let's celebrate the long week here at the Dean. Oh yeah, baseballs and brews. That's right. Gates open at 5 p.m. Eastern. First pitch at 6. And man, all the beer tasting that you can think of from 5 to 7. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll see you all week here at the Dean. It's Walter Works on the call on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. Live on MILB.com, your source for minor league baseball. Check us out here at Jupiter, Florida at the Dean, watching the stars of tomorrow. Ladies and gentlemen, have a good night. Walter Works with you. I'll see you, I'm here Friday night and Saturday. See you soon, folks. Another beautiful night at the ballpark. I'll talk to you soon.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and